The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the PFT PM Podcast. And now, your host, Mike Florio.
And it's a special edition of the PFT PM Podcast on a Saturday. Rarely do it on a Saturday, but rarely have an opportunity on any day to talk to the Offensive Player of the Year. He's Todd Gurley, the Rams running back, coming to us from the Hyundai Youth Football Camp in Santa Monica, one of seven different camps Hyundai's putting on this summer. Todd, welcome back to the program. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. I was watching some video on social media of the camp's morning session, and I saw Todd Gurley throwing the ball. I did not know you were left-handed.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a lefty. Little Mike Vick. Back in my days when I was a quarterback.
I did some research. At Georgia, you were 1-for-1 for 50 yards, no passes thrown in the regular season in the NFL. Have you lobbied the Rams to maybe throw the ball once in a while?
No, I haven't. I got time, though. But look, also about that 1-for-1 catch, it stood the longest throw for Georgia for like a year and a half, too.
Well, there you go. You got that going for you.
Like a year and a half.
What was your biggest game as a quarterback in high school?
Oh, no. No quarterback in high school. Just literally.
Oh, wow. Back. Oh, okay.
Before I started playing running back, I was on defense.
Okay. So you got the itch a little bit. I could just tell by the way you spun it. You got the itch to show what you can do.
Yeah. I'm an athlete, man.
Well, and Todd, because you're left-handed, when you go to throw it, it's going to freak, like, you know, all the guys on defense out. They're not going to expect it to come out of your left hand. So you got, as long as we quit talking about the fact that you're left-handed, they won't know.
Yeah, you'll be straight. I mean, by the first game, you know, they'll be game planning for it. But I think I have a great first game for sure.
Hey, you had a great season in 2017. And I know the great players are always looking for ways to get better. How are you trying? What specific part of your game are you attempting to get better for 2018?
Oh, man, you can always improve on stuff. I mean, you know, whether if it's anything, you know, the biggest thing for us for a running back is, you know, ball security. You know, we can't take care of the ball, then, you know, you can't be in the game. So definitely always just try to work on ball security, you know, catching the ball. And just the little things, you know, knowing what my linemen are going to do, you know, knowing what their assignment is, you know, what gap I need to press and where should I, you know, hit the ball at. So just all the little things, man, and, you know, just trying to get better, work hard, working out, you know, pretty hard, and just try to get myself in great shape for the season.
Give me one of your drills for improving ball security.
Man, really just high and tight. You know, someone always just coming punching at the ball when you're going through the ladder or you're doing bag drills. You kind of have that dummy. You know, the dummy pad where someone's just always punching it, but, you know, whether you're just chilling on the field or whatever, you know, you just always kind of want to have it high and tight because you never know with defensive guys. So that's what we try to practice on, whether it's practice or we just sitting around doing drills, you know, just always trying to keep the ball high and tight.
Well, and high is the key word, Todd, as it relates to the Rams' expectations for 2018. How are you and your teammates handling the fact that once things get started this year, you're going to be one of the teams that everyone is pointing to as one of the best teams in the league?
I don't know, man. We really haven't really even, you know, thought about that. You know, everybody is, you know, 0-0, and, you know, everybody looks great on paper, but you know, it doesn't really mean anything if you can't go out there and try to put your team in a great position and you know, everyone goes is to win that Super Bowl. So, you know, we start back camp and, you know, kind of just looking forward to getting with the guys and just working hard, man, just taking it day by day and just letting everything else take care of itself.
The Rams have added some great defensive players since the season ended. Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Ndamukong Suh. Did you notice any extra chippiness or attitude from those guys or the defense generally in the offseason workouts?
No. They know not to talk no stuff to me. I don't say that. It's like, nah, those are cool guys, man. They're really cool. Sue, Peters. I mean, things might be a little different once, you know, the pads and training camp come on. You know, guys get very excited. But really, really cool guys. Sue, Peters, Cooks, Talib, Sam Shields, all those guys, man. They're the, you know, real, real genuine, great players and great role models and dads. So those are some good guys.
Give me something about Ndamukong Suh that you didn't expect, something that surprised you about him.
Nothing really. I mean, he's just kind of just chill, man. He just kind of just goes about his, you know, goes on with his business and about himself, you know, work hard. And, you know, he's quiet. He's not really like intimidating. It's like people just like automatically think. On the field, he is, for sure. But, you know, he's definitely a chill, calm dude, cool dude.
You made some headlines recently with some comments to TMZ about guaranteed contracts and what players may have to do to get them. Do you think when the time comes, players will go without game checks if that's what it takes to take a stand to get what the players want?
I mean, I can't predict the future, but, you know, it's definitely, Not really not taking a paycheck. It's just trying to agree on something, you know, trying to get something situated. And you know, we have a great NFL, the NFLPA, man, they do a great job of, you know, help protecting the players. And, you know, we believe in those guys. So, you know, kind of leave it in their hands. But also, you know, players also have to take a stand as well.
Well, and the NFL took the stand back in 2011 with the lockout, and it all got resolved right before the start of the season. Now, there have been times in the past where there's been a strike, there's been replacement players, and I've been saying one thing the players need to be ready to do if they really want to send a message. Set up your own games. Have an NFLPA league where you go out and the players get together and they play, they stage games, they make money that way to carry through a strike or a lockout. Is that something you'd be interested in doing if push came to shove?
Never heard of that idea, but, you know, it's never, you can never, you know, turn down ideas, man, always a different way. So, you know, it's always, you know, as far as us, man, we just try to do it in the right way, you know, try not to, you know, push anyone buttons or come off as disrespectful. You know, that's when you just kind of got to sit down as a whole, as players in a union, and just try to figure out the best way to go about the situation.
You know, I've noticed that the Rams have been trying to really embrace L.A., adding star players, making the team better, and now in rolls LeBron James. Does that affect the Rams to have the Lakers rise with LeBron James there?
I know it affects me, man. Once I heard about the LeBron signing, it just kind of made me want to, you know, go out and just work out because, I mean, the guy's been to the finals the last 7-8 years, you know, so. It's like that's coming to the city, you know what I'm saying? You know, the NBA Finals is coming to the city. That's what LeBron brings. And for me to be able to play in the same city as a team, you know, the Dodgers who went to the World Series last year. And then you got a guy like LeBron who's such great. You know, it just kind of motivates you as a player and as a team to, you know, you don't want to be the only team not, you know, making the playoffs or the Super Bowl or World Series. So it's definitely like a motivational thing.
Well, and the playoffs were the destination last year with the arrival of Coach McVay. You recently told Willie McGinnis, thank God for Coach McVay coming in here and putting us in a great position. What was the biggest difference you saw? You had 2 years with Jeff Fisher's staff, 1 year with Sean McVay so far. What was the biggest difference between the two coaching staffs?
I mean, you know, besides Coach Fisher, man, a great coach. But besides that, you know, Coach McVay, man, he's just, you know, offensive-minded. He's just a genius. You know, everything he comes up with, he's just so detailed. And just a great coach, man, a player's coach. You know, always about communication with him and being comfortable and making sure, you know, we're in the right position to be successful and loves feedback. So just love working with a guy like him And you know, when you have a coach like him, man, you know, you just feel great about, you know, the game plan, and you know, you don't have to stress as much as a player.
Hey, Todd, I know I got to let you run. You're right in the middle of the Hyundai Youth Football Camp. You're on a break between the morning and afternoon sessions. Tell us a little bit more about what you have going on out there today.
Yeah, man, I'm at the Hyundai Youth Camp. This is my second year doing it. We are here in Santa Monica College. It's been great, man. Going on for 6 hours, doing a little break right now. Just got done with the first session. I'm about to do some media right now and then start up the second session. We gave out raffle helmets, footballs, jerseys, and then also Xbox. So the kids been out here having a great time, man. The coaches, everybody's having a great time. Some great weather out here in L.A.
Hey, you mentioned Xbox. You okay with your 91 rating on the new Madden game?
Oh, yeah, it's all good. 90's an A, right?
90, yeah, so, yeah. Hey, yeah, but there's some 99s out there.
Hey, they worked for it. I got to work for mine.
Hey, you've worked for your contract, and I know you've said before you're willing to wait your turn. You're eligible for a deal right now. When is it your turn? When will you say, I want mine?
I don't know, man. I haven't really got to been like make it to that point, but I'm just finished off the season, and you know, you're just not really worried about it right now, man. I'm just kind of just keep doing me, keep working hard, and my play speak for itself and take care of itself.
All right, we'll keep it up. Soon you'll get the 99 in Madden, and soon you'll get the new contract, and things keep moving in the right direction for Todd Gurley. Hey, Todd, thanks for some of your time. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.